Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
You know, people have been upset with me about switching back and forth between America's radio sweetheart and voice of the millennial generation.
They can't like dig into anything. They feel like they don't know whether you're coming or going.
Well, they feel like they don't know who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm presenting them with a cipher.
A variety of tabula rasas.
Exactly. Tabula rasi.
Yeah.
Tabbouleh salads.
Sure.
I'm presenting them
with a variety of tabbouleh salads.
And they're like, is this mint? Is this, I can't identify the herbs. Is this a mint salad?
Is there a yam in here?
Is that a sweet potato or a yam? Mm. What's the difference between a sweet potato and a yam?
These are the questions people are asking.
People are asking me
while you're switching
so
nicknames.
So many questions about my nicknames and switching back and forth. And honestly,
mm-hmm.
this is a personal thing that I'm going through. I'm dealing with it. I feel like it's between me, my wife, and my clergyman.
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't know if this is something you can land on. I mean, like a lot of the, you know, kind of larger than life pop figures, which I consider you one, when they want to do something a little bit different, when they want to kind of go left of center, they have an alter ego.
So
I think Beyonce had Sasha Fierce, Chris Gaines.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, do you think that the voice of the millennial generation could be your, you know, persona for when you're feeling, you know, maybe a little bit more like a bad boy?
Or a little like bit one more of the, like talking, like listing the names of Pokemons that I read on the internet.
That's what I mean by bad boy. Because the establishment will not stand for that.
The classic archetype.
Sure.
You've taken a few cinema classes in your time, Jordan.
Yeah.
You know about the anti-hero.
Listen, it's called the hero's journey. He starts out in the Shire, he lists a bunch of Pokemon, and then the journey home.
At some point, they lash him.
Yeah.
They lash him to the mast while a list of Pokemons is read to him.
Finally, Joseph Conrad. Anyway.
Well,
it's all in there.
Let's introduce our guest to the program. He is a beloved regular on this show. He's a beloved man. I mean, this is the kind of guy who electrifies a crowd. He's a uniter, not a divider. He is the kind of guy who you would be lucky just to shake his hand, in my opinion. He's the host of MaximumFun.org's own International Waters. And most of the time, most of the television programs, Dave Holmes.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you? That was lovely.
You're lovely.
You made me blush. Thank you.
We love Dave Holmes around here.
Sure.
Thanks, man.
He's got a little color in his cheeks.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You have got a lush beard right now.
It's getting pretty lush.
It's starting to look like a religious obligation.
Yeah, well, I kind of like that. I'm kind of into, I like a cave beard.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's if I've there's a number one, I don't have a super full natural beard.
No.
So the
that's
one,
a silicone beard you're wearing.
Yes.
It's a beard. Merkin. It's a beard implant. Face merkin.
I think a nice one nice type of beard is like a very I like a very careful but full beard.
Uh-huh.
Not like a 5 o'clock shadowy type beard, but the kind of beard where it's definitely a beard, but it's also very short.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That has appealed to me. For this, I'm talking about for myself, not
sure.
Just in the world.
Right.
But I also do like the idea of a religiously obligated and or mandated by a lack of shaving products while living in a cave or in the wild for an extended period of time.
Sure.
Style of beard.
Yeah. Well, that's what you almost have.
Russian monk, I think, is...
Yes.
Is the look.
The way.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clan of the Cave Bear.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
I see what you're talking about. It's on your face.
Anyway, I'm proud to speak to the millennial generation and for the millennial generation, no matter what nickname I say at the beginning of the program. And I want all the millennials out there who believe in me and trust me to know that I'm there for them absolutely no matter what.
Okay. Even if you change your nickname.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? In the next segment, my nickname could be Number One Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to know that I will still speak for millennials.
Yeah.
I'll talk about the challenges. I'll talk about the challenges they face in the workplace with baby boomers suffering in the economic downturn and refusing to retire, thus not opening up jobs on the bottom end of the work food chain. And I'll talk about Pokemons.
Well, what if – I mean, here's the question. I mean, you say you're there for the millennial generation, but what if they want Pokemon Gray Emerald and you decide you want to get Pokemon Blue Ivory?
I'm a peacemaker, Jordan.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to change the subject to the television program Square One, and specifically the recurring segment MathNet.
Okay.
And we're going to sort it out.
Okay. I am far too old to be having this conversation. I am aware of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played that video game once, late at night.
Once more than I have.
That's kind of sexy, Dave.
Yeah.
Late night Pokemon.
Uh-huh. And I know
Did your curiosity get the better of you, Dave?
Maybe.
Did you catch them all?
I did. In Square One Television, that was a PBS.
This was an educational program about math and possibly also science, but mostly math. And it had a segment embedded in it called MathNet that was a parody of Dragnet.
Oh, sure.
Which all 10-year-olds in 1990 knew about.
Oh, absolutely.
They were all deeply familiar with that subject of parody.
Uh-huh.
They would solve crimes Dragnet style.
Right.
Using math.
Oh, I see.
Even murders?
Mostly, like, really grisly. It was a special victims unit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sex crimes and
sexual murders.
Sure. Thrill killers.
So it was like your 3-2-1 contact.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
It ran in parallel with 3-2-1 contact.
Okay. Was the Bloodhound Gang still a part of 3-2-1 contact when you were...
Wait, the Bloodhound Gang were on 3-2-1 contact?
Not the band. Not the band. They took their name from a segment on the original 3-2-1 contact.
Oh.
That was kind of their math net. It was like at the end of every show, there was like a multicultural bunch of kids and they would solve crimes with their science knowledge.
I guess that's true, isn't it?
We're the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
I can't sing that song, but I can sing, contact is the answer.
We're a modern Stone Age family.
Everything happens.
From the town of numbers, they're a mathematical family.
I recently came upon
Jetsons.
The B-52's version of the Flintstones theme song, which they did as the big soundtrack number from the Flintstones movie that came out in 1994.
Yeah, sure.
So I've been writing these like chart things for Vulture.
Was it the B-52's featuring Rosie O'Donnell? Or?
She was, of course, in the video. And they were the BC-52's. Get it? Because it was before Christ. I will just tell you that it's exactly like what you're thinking that a B-52's version of the fucking Flintstones theme song would sound like. It is a fucking nightmare.
Did the ladies have bones going through their beehives?
Did they?
Yeah.
And how?
I'd like to put a bone through that beehive, you know what I mean?
Which I don't know.
I'd like to have sex with the hairstyle of one of those two women.
Oh, you just want to put...
Fred Schneider.
In a beehive?
Fred Schneider.
Okay, that's fair.
Fred Schneider had a beehive for a while in the B-52s. A lot of people don't know that.
Yep.
You're having sex with my hair, dude.
I have to ask a neighborhood question. It's nothing to do with millennials. You know, somebody will post up. I don't know if this happens on your in your neighborhood because both of you guys live in moderately tonier neighborhoods than I do.
I don't know if that's true.
And certainly demographically different neighborhoods than I do. But in my neighborhood, you'll get things advertised for sale on flyers that aren't like a guitar. It's like a thing. And recently, many, many like power poles in my neighborhood have been covered with flyers advertising a local phone number that you can call to purchase Ensure.
The supplement?
Yeah, the nutritional drink.
I think it's a nutritional drink for the elderly.
Yeah, or for people who can't chew food.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
I think if maybe you're on a big World of Warcraft binge and you just need the base nutrients.
Right.
You could pound some Ensures and sit there all night. Probably.
Who
you can get them at like wholesale prices?
Maybe they're making it in their bathtub. Maybe this is like
bathtub insure,
moonshine hooch insure.
Wow. Well, is it like what I'm wondering is it like, is this one of those things like, you know how Tide laundry detergent has a really high, it's really expensive and has a high profit margin.
Really?
So it's like a thing that is very popular on the black market.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I also didn't know that.
You didn't know
Tide.
That about Tide? Tide specifically is like a luxury good.
I got some of those pods from Target the other day.
Yeah,
I'm
me
using
too.
Those pods.
Love those pods.
Pods work pretty good.
Throw them in there.
Oh, yeah.
You're good to go.
Absolutely.
I like to.
You're not
like
lugging
really...
some jug with you.
No. I like to spike them.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Do the machine. Just see if I can burst.
Like you just scored a laundry touchdown?
Do you do a touchdown dance?
No, because I've never burst one yet. Mm. I think if I ever do, I'll be pretty stoked about it. I think
have you ever scored a touchdown?
Have I ever scored a touchdown? Yes. Once.
Congratulations.
Yeah. In like fifth grade. Mm. We were playing flag football. And I was always last picked because I was very not good at sports. And something happened and somebody threw me a ball and I caught it and I ran it into the end zone. And it was just like nobody knew what to do.
Yeah.
It was just one of those moments where like even the teacher was like, I don't.
You're just like apologize. You're like,
yeah,
sorry.
Truly. Honestly, I was just like, I don't know what happened. It never happened again.
I feel like I messed up your game, guys.
Yeah.
What I like to do with the pods, I like to squeeze them over a nice spinach salad.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That does sound
nice.
Nice. And Yum-town. You get that. It emphasizes that nice, fresh, clean.
Yeah, and you get like an hour of blindness, which is what I really like about
it. Nice.
So Tide, okay, number one, yes, Tide is a luxury product in a lower...
I can never tell when you're serious. Are you serious?
I'm absolutely dead serious about this.
What about the pods? How much are the pods a luxury?
There are a lot of problems.
Should I feel like a fucking big shot when I waltz into the laundromat with my pods?
There's a lot of... I don't know about the pods. I mean, I guess specifically the pods may be too far out on the bleeding edge.
Yeah, it could be. What about Target brand Up and Up dryer sheets?
No, absolutely not.
I've got some of those.
No way. Dryer sheets are a hustle anyway.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah? They take the wrinkles out. I feel like they take. I feel like my clothes are less wrinkly after
That's
I throw on
true.
A dryer sheet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It could be true. You know, I took
I'll pay that. I'll pay that $3.99 for the placebo.
Why not?
Of the unwrinkled clothes.
And it makes them smell nice and fresh.
It does. I like the fresh smell.
I took a cooking class a few years ago, and during it, it was like me and every elderly person in Los Angeles. and like in the second to last class.
What type of class?
It was just like a really basic cooking class, like knife skills,
make
and sauces, and yeah, that kind of thing. And like in the second to last class, a crew from Fox News came in. They were like, if you want to stay for an extra hour, Fox News is going to do a thing on the hot new diet food, right?
Okay.
And so
Fox News, the cable network, or just like the local Fox 11?
Okay. The cable network. And there was like an elderly, like sort of Will and Grace kind of couple, like a super effeminate guy and his like girlfriend who was married and had kids and whatever. And they took a class together. And so they came in and it was like this thing called Nutri-Loaf.
Dave, when you said Will and Grace, I automatically thought Dharma and Greg.
Oh, wow.
So I was imagining a free spirited woman and an uptight man.
Ooh,
and I'm like,
guy in a suit.
I'm like, the free spirited woman has another husband?
Yeah.
This sounds scandalous.
I was thinking Lucy and Desi.
Huh. Well, you're both wrong.
So I was thinking of a Cuban
dude,
band leader and a woman who's always messing everything up.
Yeah. They did mess everything up all the time.
I was like, wait a minute. I started thinking about Antony and Cleopatra.
Oh, wow. No, so you're way off, you guys.
No?
Will and Grace.
Cleopatra and all her get-rich-quick schemes. It's okay. So Fox News coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Cleopatra, my boss is coming over. Can you please make a casserole?
Boing! But Anthony, I want to be in the show.
She'd love to hog the spotlight.
I'm doing a lot of voices this show.
Yeah, this is a big one. it's a big show.
So diet.
So they come
fad.
In to talk about Nutri-Loaf. It's the hot new diet fad, right?
Nutri-Loaf,
right? And so they cut it up and like give us all little pieces and ask us our opinions. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I work in television. This is not the new. I've never heard of this thing before.
Sure.
This is not the new diet fad. They're going to bait and switch us a little bit. Like this is not
the story
about the new diet fad. So we like go around and we eat it and we're like, yeah, it's kind of gross because it was brown and just sort of.
Sure.
You know, nondescript, and it was just, you know, just
is
it,
the idea is it's one of these, like, practical pouch foods where
it's
you eat this and nothing else. And...
Everyone in Beverly Hills is doing it. It's
sure.
Nutri-Loaf. I'm like, no, they're not.
Like, number one, I roll in Beverly Hills circles.
Oh, sure. I'm near Beverly Hills circles. I would at least have heard of it. There was an internet by now. Like, you would have heard something, right? The old gay guy, like, has a bite, and he's like, well, this is not it. This is not going to be the next it food. I can tell you that, right? So we're like, okay. So then... So then the Fox News producer is like,
"Where was he from?"
He was from Gay Town.
That was a really great regional gay accent.
Yeah, I did. That was
what?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, from wherever, like
Texarkana,
Charles Nelson Reilly, wherever, like you wear a scarf. So then the producer is like, "Well, we were playing a little joke on you. This is not the new diet fad. What this is it's what prisoners in the California prison system have to eat." And some of them are suing the state because they're saying that it's cruel and unusual punishment. It's not every prisoner, but like certain prisoners, when they lose their privileges,
they get thrown in the loaf hole.
They get put in the loaf hole and they have to eat Nutriloaf, which is like, it gives you everything that you need to survive, okay, but it's just not delicious.
This is a real thing. This is a real true thing.
It's a real true thing. And they were suing the state and whatever. And they're like, "Well, now what do you think of it?" And the gay dude was like, "Oh, well, I'll tell you, it's never going to take off. It's the next it food." And everyone kind of looked at each other like, should we tell him that this is much more fun.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Justin, what are you doing?
Strapping a chicken to my arm. Heard there's some plague out west, so I just wanted to, you know, kind of get out ahead of it.
Justin, if you'd ever listened to our medical history podcast, Sawbones, where we talk about everything from trepanation to bloodletting, you would know that that is a ridiculous idea and it will never work.
I haven't caught it. Sawbones?
Yes, it's every Friday on the Maximum Fun Network and we record it together.
You a doctor or something?
Yes!
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, the bed breaker.
I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Oh, and I'm Dave Holmes, carrier of the traditions.
Of all of them?
The ancient folk.
Mm.
So you can teach us the whale dance.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'd like to learn that later. Yeah.
That was like a one-man version of that improv game where each person in the group says one,
says word, one
word and tries to tell a story.
And then there's that one guy who's just like, boobs!
He's the fun one.
Farts!
Who wants to go for drinks after practice?
Oh, I don't.
Carrier of the traditions of the ancient folk.
Mm-hmm.
My name, by the way, not sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday afternoon. Evening, early evening, sit down. My son, I'm hanging out with my son in his room.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing Airplane.
Yeah.
This is a game where we're riding on an airplane, not a game where we're flying like airplanes.
Gotcha. Who's winning?
There's no winners in this game.
Someone's always winning.
No.
Well, I am. I'm like twice his size, three times his size.
Okay, so own it.
Five times his size, probably.
You're destroying your son at Airplane.
Well, I mean, one swift kick to the nuts and he's pretty much done.
Oh, sure.
So my son, look, I said to him, which one do you want to be, a jet plane or a prop plane? You want to be a prop plane. He said, okay, a prop plane. Oh, I already won.
Yeah.
Boom, because I'm a fucking jet plane now.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm a jet plane. He's a, you know
what
I mean?
He's technologically inferior.
Yeah. He might as well be a Wright Brothers plane at that
point. He'll learn.
Anyway, so we're playing Airplane. He's sitting on his bed. He insists that it used to be that the area below the bed was the airplane, but now the bed has become the airplane. Because, you know, it's got Cookie Monsters on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of your classic airplane passengers, Cookie Monster, Snuffy.
Sure.
Is there drink service?
Snuffy Smith?
Yeah, Snuffy Smith.
The drunken, weirdo, redneck, like, guy who lives in a holler on the comic strips. Am I the only person who knows?
I think
Snuffy
so,
Smith?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so, but we
Barney
know,
Google
it's okay.
And Snuffy Smith?
We know about Square One, and you know about Snuffy Smith.
Darned.
So, you know, you get Snuffy, Foxy Loxy is there. That's his fox.
Sure.
They're all hanging out.
Sure.
By the way, my son Simon is obsessed with the story of Chicken Little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Henny Penny?
Yeah.
Henny Penny, the sky is falling?
Sure.
Yeah.
He loves...
parable about patience.
It's a. I don't. Number one, yeah. I'm pretty sure the moral of the story, Henny Penny. What happens in Henny Penny is Henny Penny. Something falls on her head, and she thinks the sky is falling. She goes to tell the king, and she brings all of the other birds. But then she runs into Foxy Loxy, and Foxy Loxy says, "I know a shortcut." But the shortcut is just to go to his house
and then get eaten.
Yeah, and then they just say like, and no one ever saw the birdies again. But Foxy Loxy and his family had a fine dinner that night. And no one ever told the king the sky was falling. That's how it all wraps up. And
that's
I guess
not at all true.
The moral of the story is don't be an idiot. Don't be so stupid that you think that something falling on your head is the sky
sometimes
is falling.
Sometimes it's rain. But there's also Henny Penny and Chicken Little are different people.
They are.
They're different characters.
What's Chicken Little?
Chicken Little is the person who thinks the sky is falling. Or the chicken who thinks the sky is falling. And Henny Penny is the first other creature that Chicken Little runs into, and he's like, the sky is falling, and Henny Penny is like, oh, we need to, I don't know.
No, Henny Penny's the first one. It's a folktale. There's multiple retellings.
Do you think
I think my son is on the fox's side.
Well, I mean, the fox is the clever one.
Yeah.
He just likes rhymes.
Sure. I mean, maybe she prefers mammals to birds. I mean, I get it. I like a mammal.
Sure.
They give live birth.
We have a book about oviparous creatures.
Mm.
He does like. It's called Chickens Aren't the Only Ones. It's animals that lay eggs.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, that's a good
book. How does he feel about that?
I recommend that book. He's lukewarm on it. He doesn't like it the way he likes Henny Penny.
Sure.
God, I'll tell you what. Reading Henny Penny out loud is a real fucking chore, though. Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Goosey Lucy. You have to do it all over again every page.
Can you just say, will he call bullshit if you just say, and then Henny Penny and her friends?
Oh, yeah.
He will?
Yeah.
Like, I want to make sure everybody's still there.
So Chicken Little is the story of Henny Penny?
It's called Henny Penny. The one that we have is called Henny Penny.
Isn't a Chicken Little some sort of regional fast food thing?
It was KFC sliders back in the day. That you might have like a reimagining of the that might be like a Penny Dreadful.
Mine is
of a deal of the Chicken Little.
Is this Tim? Did Tim Burton write
that?
This?
Might be the Maleficent.
Yeah. Mine
the
is written
Little.
By some sort of.
Also, it has more
European
positive female
man.
Role models in
sure.
it.
Mine is written by a Middle European man.
Okay,
his name is like Vanislav.
Okay,
Flossjov.
Wow. What a joy for your child.
He fucking loves it. Anyway, so he tells me to get on the airplane, but now the airplane is just the front of his bed.
Yeah.
So I sit down on it and breaks.
Oh.
Just broke in half. I just broke his bed in half. Just sat down on that fucker and broke it in
half.
Now
he's sleeping outside.
And
like
I had
a real
to go,
Chicken Little.
I had to go do something. So he had to spend the night on a mattress on the ground.
Does he feel betrayed?
Oh, boy.
He was not that worried about it. My wife was a little, she wasn't happy about it. And so I'm like, well, we have to get a new bed, right? Like, what are we going to do? And so my mother-in-law is just coming into town. So my wife goes and picks her up at the airport and the whole family, all four of them, my two kids, my wife and my mother-in-law all go to IKEA, a popular restaurant and furniture chain,
sure,
to buy a bed. They buy this bed, they bring it home, but I don't have time that night to put it together, so he has to sleep on the floor again. So then yesterday morning,
his performance is going to suffer when he goes to work at the mill.
I gotta put this bed together.
Did your son work at a mill?
I'm about three.
Jesse, did your son work at a mill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where does your son work?
At a foundry.
Yeah, and Dave's works down at the glue factory.
Shooting horses.
Yeah, mine's a KFC.
Shooting
he's
racehorses.
On the line at KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's good work. It's good, honest work.
Yeah.
I'm about three quarters of the way through putting this bed together. This is a new bed. This is a big boy bed.
Sure.
Big promises embedded in this bed. Slips out of my hand. Sort of knock it over. The headboard comes crashing down. Like the headboard's up in the air, perpendicular to the ground.
Uh-huh.
Comes crashing down, hits the floor. Breaks in half.
Stop it.
Two beds, 1 week.
Two beds in 3 days.
I mean, is IKEA, are they just so used to their shit being broken that you can just say this was broken when we got it home?
So
I'm not that I'm advocating lying, because I know that, you know.
I called IKEA.
I'm just saying, could you do that?
I call IKEA and I go through this long sequence of press this for this and press. Oh, the best part is there's a, you know, the IKEA has the pictorial instruction guide.
Sure. Yeah.
This is for all languages. And it has this picture of this man, and he's having a hard time, and he's like, oh, you know, scratching his head or something, trying to fix the thing. And he's like, oh, but then he's like, aha. That's the next panel is like, aha, he knows what to do. The third panel is he's on the phone, and the phone is going to IKEA. Mm. There's no fucking phone number.
Nowhere.
It just says call IKEA, but it doesn't tell you what the phone number of IKEA is.
Gah.
So I go on the internet and I finally find the right phone number of IKEA. I call it. I press a bunch of shitload of fucking numbers.
Press Bjorn for Florn.
And it hangs up on me. But I don't know that it's hung up on me because I'm on my internet telephone.
Right.
So it doesn't go, it's just silence. And I'm like, it's weird that there's no
hold
music.
And you like listening to, you say because, and you're already listening to Scandinavian hold music.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're into these days.
So an hour later, it does the same thing to me again the second time I call about 10 minutes into my hold.
Yeah.
Third time, I finally get through to somebody. I have to wait like 20 minutes the third time. So I'm an hour in. And she just says, oh, she says, did you have it delivered? And I'm like, no. And she says, well, it's at the store's discretion. And I'm like, oh.
It sounds like a proposition.
Fuck, 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 fuck. And I had texted my wife. I broke it. Just, I broke it.
Yeah.
Because I was so upset.
She just assumed you meant your marriage vows.
When this thing fell on the ground and broke in half, I was very lucky that I was the only person home because I literally just went, fuck!
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Just.
What else can you do?
I couldn't believe that what had just happened was real. It was as though your grandpa had a heart attack and he went into the hospital and they saved him from the brink of death with those paddles, you know, and he came back. And you were like, I love you so much, Grandpa. And 2 days later, you got to leave. And you were walking down the street to the car that you had parked down the street. And somebody just went, and stabbed him. And then went, ha-ha, and ran away.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like.
It's a very specific parallel you've drawn.
So
very specific.
My wife got home, and she had...
What are you dropping on? And this is a little bit of a rude question. What are you dropping on a kid's bed these days?
Original bed.
Can we bid?
Let's guess. Let's guess.
Yeah, because I'm curious.
Dave, let's put on our college sweatshirts.
Uh-huh. Is this closest without going over? And are we talking about the first bed or the replacement bed?
Replacement bed. Big boy bed.
Big boy bed.
BBB.
Yeah.
Okay, because
the one that you broke.
And are we including all of the parts of the big boy bed or just the structure of it? Are we including the mattress and the slats as well?
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Well,
did you break? You didn't break the mattress or the slats. You still got those.
No.
Okay, so this is...
Just the frame.
Bit on what you broke.
Yeah. I'm going to say 425, Jesse.
What are you guys putting on this? You guys got any juice in this game?
As the old saying goes.
What can we wager? Let me see if I have anything in my wallet.
You got any cash money?
I can tell you that I have nothing in my wallet.
Yeah.
You got to have something in your wallet,
Dave. I have no cash in my wallet.
I have $12.
Got a frequent visitor's card from Quiznos?
No, I don't. But I do have, let's see. I have some,
what do we got, Dave?
Guest voucher for Cinefamily.
See, that's pretty good. That's solid.
And a voucher for a poster.
I feel like a guest voucher for the local independent movie house.
Several guest vouchers, actually.
So you can put one of them in.
I'll put one of them in, yeah.
What do you got up against Dave's guest voucher, Jordan?
One
guest voucher. Let's see. My medical marijuana card.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need that?
Got that,
Anybody can get one of those, Jordan.
That's
true. One of those.
No, Dave doesn't have
They
headaches.
Give those to babies.
Yeah, Dave's never had a headache in his life.
I have anxiety.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can get one then.
Yeah.
Library card.
Obamacare. What if you bet your library card?
Oh, yeah. Then Dave could just
stole
go.
A bunch of books your name.
And never, ever return.
Yeah.
Or
some DVDs.
Even better, what if you just took your library card and used it normally?
And returned everything on time.
The rest of my life.
Just got on the, you know.
You don't get $5.
I have a Metro card.
You don't get $5?
I have a Metro card that I have
$12
on it.
You have $12. See, that's more than that. What do you have that's less than 12?
I have two.
That's not enough. You only have a 10.
I have
and
a
two?
10 and two.
I'd say a 10. I would say that it.
I have.
The,
a, I always
a
have as
Santa
much.
Family.
I have, always have money in my wallet to remind me where to keep my hands when I'm driving.
Okay. How about
10 and two? That's
how
pretty
about
funny.
12 against oh. two
Guys, that's
Santa
pretty
family
funny.
Cards.
Two Santa family cards.
Okay. Two Santa family cards. You got 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Put it in the middle. Okay.
So
now we had 425 from Dave.
Uh-huh.
Closest without going over.
If you 426 me, I'm gonna fucking.
No,
kill
I'm not
you.
Gonna 420. Come on, Dave. I'm. I know that this is a lot riding on this.
Yeah.
It's a lot like right. Yeah.
It's a big boy bed.
Sure. I'm gonna say 510.
Does that mean that I get to keep both of them because it's under both of those?
Oh well, no. If you then you say you've all overbid.
You've
oh,
all overbid.
Bap, bap. So you start again.
Okay. You've gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
You've overbid.
Okay.
Let's try again. If you, I hope everyone at home is making your bids. I'm going to have Jordan go first this time.
Oh.
350.
Yeah. 350.
Big boy bed.
Big boy
bed.
295.
Gentlemen, the winner is... You've both overbid. You have what? To go again.
What?
That
really?
Was a feint. That was what they call a feint.
Wow.
Did you steal this?
It's IKEA. Come on.
Okay.
Can I tell you what I paid for the first bed that I broke?
No, like, that'll give it away too much.
Yeah, no. And yeah, and we don't know where you got it.
Tell
it's
us
irrelevant.
Later. Yeah.
I got it at IKEA.
Okay.
All of my disposable furniture comes from IKEA.
Okay. I'm going to start again. 189.
No, that's too close. You know what? I maybe think you've overbid, Dave. I'm going to say 150.
Ooh.
Jordan wins.
Wow. What was it?
179.
Oh,
wow. God, I was so close.
Dave?
Yep.
I'm going to take one of your passes.
No, take both of them. I have a
Keep
bunch.
The other pass. Let's go to a movie sometime.
Okay, great. That sounds like
yeah, I'd now we're talking.
To. Let's go to a movie.
I'd love to.
So my wife gets home.
Yeah.
And.
Totally forgot there was a story.
She's had.
Wait, how much did the first bed cost?
The first bed cost like $80.
Why do people complain about how expensive it is to have kids? Sounds like all their shit's real cheap.
Yeah. Number one, having kids.
Let's go get us some kids.
Having kids is not very expensive except for childcare, which is incredibly expensive.
Right, and then.
Especially
education.
Babies. Babies don't need anything. Like, people pretend like they need to buy all this expensive stuff for babies. Not true at all. You can totally buy all of baby's clothes at the thrift store, and that's pretty much all the equipment you need.
Wow.
Okay. So, that having been said.
Boy, if you don't...
They eat
you should
juice
buy...
out of the mommy's boobs.
But, I mean, you do want people to know by looking at your baby what band you like, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So then the clothes get a little more expensive.
But you're gonna get those from the mother's sister's husband at the baby shower. You don't have to worry about that. So my wife gets home, and I've just gotten off the phone with IKEA, and I tell her, "Geez, I don't know what I have. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I have a doctor's appointment. I got to go to the doctor's appointment." And she goes, "Do about what?" And I'm like, "Did you get my text message?" And she's like, "No." And I'm like, oh, I broke the bed. And my wife is a kind and reasonable woman. And I want to make that clear. My wife is a woman with
So this stabbing that you're about to tell about is an isolated incident.
She stabbed my grandfather. Just, and
on
then
the way
she
to
ran.
The car. Wow.
I could just see her feelings behind her eyes breaking down and turning into like
crystals.
No, I was going to say like burning steel.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in a factory where they're pouring it and it's glowing red, and if you touch your finger to it, your whole body lights on fire?
Like at the foundry where my son works. Right. Yes.
Exactly.
I've visited my son at his job, Jesse. I know what molten steel looks like.
Exactly.
That's my son's name, molten steel.
And I realize immediately that number one, I'm going to have to fix this whole thing before dark. Like, there's no way that the sun can set on this bed not being fixed.
Because you're afraid your son will be taken by wolves.
The other thing is, I got to go to a 6:30 movie screening for work. Uh-huh. So I have, and this is like, at this point, it's like 1:30, and I have a 2 o'clock doctor's appointment. So I have the hours between roughly 3 and 6, not counting my drive home from my doctor's appointment, to make this whole thing work. I load this headboard. I unconnect the headboard from the rest of the bed.
Uh-huh. You're going to Burbank for this, right? Is that the place IKEA?
Oh, God. Shit, yeah. Go up to IKEA, take it up to the counter. And the whole time I'm there, I'm thinking, what am I going to say when I get up to the counter? Because on the one hand, I know that if I say it was broken in the box, I can get one back.
Yeah.
But I don't want to lie to them.
Right.
Because I totally broke
it. Because your son will be literally sleeping on a bed of lies.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that will cause him to turn to a warlock. Yep. If I know anything about science.
I take a number, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking about, what am I going to say to these people?
Right.
They call my number. I walk up to this woman, and I say, while I was making the bed, I broke this. And she looks down at it. She looks at me. She looks down at it. She looks at me.
We can't replace the bed. Here's 90 packs of batteries.
Here's some Swedish meatballs.
Your son can sleep on these.
She picks up the phone and she says, I need item 31029426641. She says, take a seat. We'll have it for you in about 15 minutes.
Great.
Fucking brought it home. Well, first, I brought some Swedish delicacies for my wife.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Some peace offerings.
Picture up a little something. Some peace balls.
Well, you know, I travel everywhere with my peace balls.
Sure.
So I got some delicacies for my wife. Got home. They were out. Oh, no. They were in the backyard. They're in the backyard. I came in the front door. Fucking went in. Spent half an hour knocking this thing out. Dripping with sweat. I come downstairs, down the back stairs, go out into the backyard. My son, my mother-in-law, my baby are out there. And I say to Simon, my son, hey, Simon, who wants a big boy bed? And he says, I do! And he runs upstairs, and there's his fucking big boy bed, red to go!
Congratulations.
You did it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I became the king of fathers.
That's amazing. What kind of bed are we talking about here?
We're talking about a green bed.
Nice.
A green wooden bed.
Hmm.
I'd say, you know,
for a child,
it's about the best bed you could buy for $179 new, which is to say, not much of a bed. But you know, it's extendable.
Sure.
I put it on the middle setting.
Okay. What
he's
does that
not
mean?
He's not a baby anymore.
You can stretch it out.
Yeah, you can stretch it out.
But then you need a new mattress and a box spring.
Oh, not if you have slats. Number one, which I do, and number two, if you have this mattress that has inserts, and so each time you extend it, you put in an additional insert and it stretches out further.
Oh, wow.
I wish I had slats. All I've got are sluts.
Boing.
Gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Well, congratulations.
That's how I turned breaking two beds in 3 days into credit as a good dad.
And a solid relationship with IKEA.
What would be your advice to and politeness to IKEA people?
What would be my advice?
Yeah, to
avoid IKEA.
Okay.
It's the worst.
It is if you cannot spend less than 90 minutes there.
The problem is that I don't know how to buy furniture because I only know how to buy secondhand furniture because my mother is a furniture dealer. Mm-hmm. So I have all of the furniture in my house. I've either bought at the flea market, at an estate sale, or from my mother, or my mother has given it to me. But baby furniture is very difficult to buy secondhand because all old baby furniture is dangerous.
Yeah.
So a store or an estate, they won't sell you the baby furniture because a baby could stick its head in it and die and then get sued and they'd go out of business or whatever. So buying – and then actual baby furniture that doesn't come from IKEA, shit's fucking crazy expensive. And it's not that nice or anything. It's still fucking press board. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just happy that this thing's made of wood, even if I know that if I drop it from a height of 4 feet, it's going to break in half. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's my advice. Avoid IKEA. But I do have to say this, Jordan.
Good customer service.
If you're in trouble with your wife, bringing home a container of chocolate spread is going to help.
Do they sell a chocolate spread there?
They got a, like a Nutella? A chocolate spread. I think it's like a Nutella, like a Swedish version of a Nutella.
Is it hazelnutty? Or is it
I don't
chocolate?
Know if it's hazelnutty. I haven't tasted it. I can't eat chocolate. That's, see, that's one of the nice things. I get extra credit for bringing home chocolate because I can't eat it.
Why can't you eat it?
Just
because
it's
a migraine dog. Trigger.
Oh, really?
They'll die. Immediate death.
It's a migraine trigger, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
You don't have to tell me. I'm the one
shame.
That can't eat chocolate. Mm, 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 mm.
Missing out on those birthday cake M&Ms.
Plus, it goes
right
to my
head. Oh, yeah. Pretty good.
What's inside the M&M?
Oh, chemicals. Just weird chemicals.
Mm. Does it taste, is the whole thing birthday cake, or is it chocolate and then birthday cake in the center?
It's like a chocolatey birthday cake.
I think it's what it's trying to imitate is the, I think it's Pillsbury that makes the Funfetti cake.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like that's what it's trying
it's
to imitate.
Exactly what it tastes
that
like.
That is, God, that has, that's up there for like best processed thing. That oh, Funfetti
is it like
cake.
Frosting?
Oh, no
is it
question.
Like frosting?
It just tastes like shitty cheap cake.
Yeah.
But like delicious shitty cheap cake.
Yeah. Shitty cheap cake is zero for me. And this is not about being biased against processed foods.
Right.
I'm a little bit, but I fuck with Cheez-Its. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, cake, shitty cake is gross to me.
Yeah.
Even
now and then
even
spot,
great
though.
Cake is only fine with me.
Really?
I even have a hard time with fancy cakes. That Funfetti is great. It's the exception for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like your cake mix cakes usually are kind of crummy. I feel like they're just empty sweet. That fucking Funfetti, there's a moistness.
It is
they
really
have an
good.
Internal moistness.
Yeah.
What's the Funfetti part?
It's got little like sprinkles in it. It looks like
it's got sprinkles. You can put sprinkles on top of it, but it's also got sprinkles within.
Yeah.
It's got,
so like, it's like a white
chocolate chips of many colors.
It's a white cake with a colored sprinkle.
Fuck, I want to make one of those.
How do the sprinkles? How do the sprinkles not sink?
Oh, it's just color like food coloring dots.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a chocolate chip cake.
Yeah.
God damn it, it's good.
They're very good.
You know what's also really good? I haven't had in decades is the Pillsbury cinnamon rolls. That smell.
Oh, like oh yeah.
I did buy some cinnamon rolls as well at the IKEA.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I was like, hey, I'm doing it. Do it. I'm getting one of each. I was like, I have 10 minutes. I'm here. I bought an ice cream cone.
Sure.
By the way, IKEA will not give you water. If you just want some water,
yeah.
you bottle have to buy a bottle of water. You can't. Their machine does not give them water. I'm like, don't you have a tap or something? Like, can I just have a glass of water? Nope.
Nothing.
No dice. So
drink
I just
get out of the toilet.
No bubbler? No drinking fountain?
No dice. No dice on all accounts. So I just had
damned.
Some dry ice cream.
Ugh.
A little gummy. Got a little gummy in my mouth.
Yeah, it's fucked.
But, you know, whatever.
That's fucked.
You know what? Fuck you, IKEA, and replacing that piece of that $200 thing that
no,
I would have had to.
You know what? That was a good thing.
It was nice.
Very nice.
It was nice.
They were nice.
You're a nice person with a nice beard.
We'll be back in just a second. I'm Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And Dave Holmes, collector of recipes.
Really?
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite, Dave?
I just last night did the miso black cod that Nobu Matsuhisa makes at his restaurant.
Oh.
I used his recipe. Delicious.
How's
fucking
his,
delicious.
You got a side with that?
What did we do? We did asparagus.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What's
simple.
His name? Nobu Matsuhisa.
Hisa.
Nobu. Okay, because I'm going to tell you why. I'm asking you that. I feel like I've lived in Los Angeles a long time.
Yep.
And I don't think it was that guy. I don't think it was that guy.
What's going on?
I never see celebrities, but I did. I was at the Long Beach Flea Market.
Yeah.
And there was a guy driving a really fancy, you know, like maybe one of those military-looking Mercedes-Benz SUVs.
Yeah.
And it had a license plate that said, Nobu.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, hey, it looks like a Japanese-American guy. I wonder if that's the Nobu guy.
Yeah.
The titular Nobu.
Mm-hmm. And?
No dice. I just looked him up. I didn't know what his last name was, and I didn't look him up before. And
yeah.
But now I know that it's not him.
It's not
so
him.
Thanks a million.
Oh, well.
Fucking Dave, if that's even your name.
I don't know what I had to do with that.
You ruined my dream. Yeah. My dream was that I finally saw a celebrity in Los Angeles.
But you didn't, and it's not my fault.
You know what? I take it all back.
Yeah.
I have seen a celebrity in Los Angeles. I saw Dave Holmes.
Oh, cut it out.
Okay, here we
cut
go.
Cut the shit.
Sponsors on this week's program.
Fuck.
Sponsors on this week's program. Number one, DVD on TV starring Dave Holmes.
What?
Starring
that show does not exist anymore.
Dave Holmes of television. Television's Dave Holmes.
Yep.
Okay.
What? Stop it.
First of all, our friends at Earwolf, you probably know all about Earwolf's amazing programs.
Oh, Topics. Tons of great podcasts.
Topics, for example, with our friends Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter.
Oh, fun.
I like those guys. Who doesn't?
Who
right?
Doesn't?
Who doesn't like those guys?
Everybody likes those guys.
They're the best. I love those guys. Showalter's got a new movie coming out. I just met Schmidt from New Girl.
Ooh.
Who, by the way, his name is Max in real life.
Yep.
He is as charming as his television character Schmidt is
yep.
in real life, which is extremely charming. In my opinion, the best thing about that television program, and you just want to be his friend the second you see, you lay eyes on him.
Yeah. Handsome fella.
Anyway, he's going to be in Michael Showalter's new movie, which stars Sally Field.
Oh.
Which sounds great to me. Anyway.
It's three winners.
Lots of great Earwolf programs, but did you know that Earwolf.com has all kinds of cool features on it as well? They got a cool blog. They got all kinds of stuff. So our thanks to our friends at Earwolf and Earwolf.com. Head over there and check it out.
So Earwolf is sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah, we did a little promo swap with him.
Oh, neat.
We're friends at Earwolf.
I like that.
We're friends with Earwolf.
I like that.
We like those guys.
That's fun.
They're
it's like you're
people.
In a fun little softball league together.
Yeah. I would love to be in a softball league with Earwolf. Let's get that. Let's make that happen. It's going to be us. It's just going to be us. We have a team. Earwolf has a team. Nerdist has a team. I don't know. I guess Radiotopia has a team.
Sure. Feral Audio.
Feral Audio could have a team. That's true.
Sideshow.
You know who's not allowed? You know who's not allowed to have a team?
Who?
Fucking Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah,
not allowed to have a team.
Yeah.
I feel like they just
all ringers. All ringers.
They just beat us up. Anyway, we got something up on the Jumbotron, Jordan, called Pack the Pack.
Yeah, it's a frantic tile-laying, gem-matching tabletop game for 3 to 6 players of all ages.
Oh,
race your fellow greedy bastard heroes to shovel as much treasure as possible into your bag after a hard day of fantasy-themed violence. It mixes Tetris, Super Puzzle Fighter, and Bananagrams, plus the inventory screen from Diablo, and you're pretty close to our game. Lauded by judges in the Cards Against Humanity Tabletop Deathmatch Pack the Pack Games is now, Pack the Pack from Games by Playdate is kickstarting now. You go to packthepack.com if that sounds fun.
Yeah.
It does sound fun.
And it's the very, very last day for boatparty.biz. You have until Wednesday to register, and we will give you $50 off if you use the code last minute. So boatparty.biz. Greg Barrett, Morgan Murphy, W. Kamau Bell, Chris Fairbanks, Kyle Kinane, Karen Kilgariff, Guy Branham, Tony Kameen, Matt Bronger, and just added Mr. Todd Barry, plus John Roderick, Gene Gray, Auntie Ballas, and Lake. Go to boatparty.biz. You have only until the 2 days after this program is released. But if you use the code last minute, $50 off.
Oh.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm Dave Holmes, fun guy to hang out.
You are a fun guy.
That
you are a fun guy to hang out, Dave.
Thanks.
It's true.
What you just said it came out of your mouth.
You're sitting right here, aren't you?
Yep.
We invited you in here.
Yep.
You're
it's
hosting,
fun. We're all having fun.
You're hosting International Waters, knocking
sure
out of the ballpark week after
so
week.
So much fun. I love it.
You have a favorite recent International Waters experience or guest or episode?
I love them all equally. They're like my children.
Mm-hmm.
But this last one with Chris Fairbanks was just he is a creature of pure light
sure
and joy.
Yeah, he is.
And everybody probably got a little cranky about something.
Toward the end, you got a little cranky.
Oh, it's terrific.
Did you get a little flustered over something?
Maybe, yeah. Did he say the wrong word sometimes?
Oh, the best.
Yeah, he is just delightful. And so handsome.
If anybody out there hasn't checked out International Waters, Dave is the host. This is what International Waters is. International Waters is a pop culture quiz show. You can play along with at home if you like popular culture. But it is played by two comedians here in Los Angeles and
comedians in this hot ass studio
in London, England. And it covers topics both, I was going to say continental, but that's east of both European and American.
Word.
But they're things that any European or any American will be able to latch on to, I think.
We keep it broad.
And also, it's mostly about being funny.
Yeah. It's just an absolute joy. Much fun.
I have a blast. I listen to it. It's twice a month. Two times a month. First and the 15th.
Yep.
Just like your welfare checks, folks. First and the 15th.
First of the month. And the 15th.
So if you're leeching off the federal government, it's a good way to remind you to listen to International Waters.
Uh-huh.
Every time Uncle Sam takes out his teat for you to suckle at, download a new episode of International Waters.
On your iPhone.
And every time something momentous happens to you, we ask you to call us at 206-984-4FUN. 206-984-4FUN. Put it in your phone, dumbbell. 206-984-4FUN. For momentous occasions, let's have the first occasion shared with us now.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, Go. My name is John. I'm a listener from Toledo, Ohio, and I have a momentous occasion because I was just driving down the interstate and trying to get to work for my third shift crappy job, and my brakes went out. So I got to coast an extra about 15, 20 miles down the interstate with a cop following behind me and kind enough to help me drop my car off and get a tow truck out at an auto shop. So hopefully they'll repair that in the morning and then take me to work. So, yes. Thank you. Have a great day. Keep it up. Love the show. Thanks.
I'm so glad that guy's alive.
Jeez.
This dude just drove 20 miles with no brakes?
God.
Well, how far from his third shift job is he?
Yeah, right?
And, like, how far up a hill from his third shift job is he? He coasted for 20 miles?
Wait.
That seems irresponsible.
How did the cop – was the cop trying to pull him over?
Yeah.
How did the cop know what was going on? I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions, too. This is a –
I wish that was live. Guy, call back. And I'll come back next week.
Yeah.
I'll be the guest again next week.
Oh, this is amazing story.
Yeah, totally amazing.
Have you guys ever had a car stop working while you were driving?
I have a Prius, and so it does occasionally do that lurch kind of a thing.
The Prius lurch?
Yeah. Are you familiar?
I'm not. I just
it's an actual thing, and it used to be a much bigger deal, but there's something with the computer system that, like, and I don't know what it is. I'm already out of my depth talking about it. But when you are braking over uneven terrain, it has a tendency to lurch forward. And so I've had that happen. And it doesn't go far. It's just sort of just like a quick little lurch. But
it's enough to make you think about your death.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And you're hitting
the Adams family.
You're hitting the brake and the car is going.
Right.
Just for a second. But yeah, that's fucked up. And I don't like it. And I ran out of gas also once in the middle of Texas at 1 a.m. in January.
Well, how did that happen?
I wanted to go further than I should have gone. I was driving from St. Louis to Los Angeles with my dog in my old Saab convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And it went like, I had one of these things where I was like, I knew that I was getting near empty, but I had like, the thing said you have 50 miles left or something like that. And I was like, oh, I'll just, and I was crossing from Arkansas into Texas. And I was like, all right, I'll just stop in Texas.
Like the trip computer?
The trip computer thing. Until empty, you have 50 miles. And so I crossed into Texas and I was like, I'll just, I want to get into Texas and then I'll find a gas station or whatever. Every gas station was closed. And I kept going and I kept going.
I had a similar thing. I was talking about this on the show a couple weeks ago. I went to Texas for a wedding and got into town late and just assumed hotels would be open.
Yeah.
They are not.
No.
Yeah. Things just closed down.
Things close.
Yeah.
Yeah, things that should not ever close.
Yeah.
Close. So, and then it went from, I had 20 miles left.
You could only
zero.
Take a dump in Texas from 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
to 5 p.m.
Hold it in.
Toilets close.
Clench them up.
Yep.
It immediately went to zero. And then it started to jump to kind of like it started to lurch and let me know that it was out of gas. And I pulled off the road into a place where it said that there was a gas station. The gas station was there. Gas station was closed. And luckily I had AAA. And so there was cell service. Thank God. And I went and I was in the middle of nowhere. Like if a serial killer came, I would have been.
Sure.
Dave, this is something that won't make sense to our at home audience because they couldn't see you. But as you were saying, luckily I had AAA, and luckily there was cell service. You were making a gesture that indicated luckily there was cell service, which I would say was like two fingers extended and a circle in the air, like you were ordering two more drinks.
Yep. Well, I am.
And I just assumed that what you were trying to say was not that there was cell service, but that AAA sent a helicopter.
AAA sent a helicopter and took me and my dog to safety.
The waitress here is a little rude, isn't she?
Yeah, she really, like, she's slow.
She's only come a few times since we've been recording, right?
Yeah. It's weird.
You know what it is? I think she came over at first, said, "Are you ready to order?" We said, "We'll need a few more minutes," and now I think she's punishing us.
She's a little bit annoyed. She wants to turn this one over.
Sure.
Well, it's almost dinner time.
I get it.
Yeah.
I had a car that would stop working sometimes for a while. And my wife told me that I wasn't allowed to have a car that would stop working sometimes. Because one day we were driving and it was like we were just about to get on the Golden Gate Bridge. Mm-hmm. It was the very last thing before the Golden Gate Bridge. And just the car just stopped working. And I had to pull off. It also didn't have power steering, didn't have power brakes, anything. So I had to like muscle it off the road with no power steering and no nothing. And, it was a 65 Dart. Ooh. And I had to pull it into this parking lot with no anything. And it was terrifying.
Yeah. And
when I was living in Washington, D.C., I was house sitting and they had told me that I could use their car. It was this. An old Acura Integra, and I was just driving down the freeway on the beltway around Washington, D.C., just stopped working, had to pull off the road, pulled off, and what I thought was just like a regular exit. No, it was like a parkway, the kind that goes through a park.
Ooh.
So we're in the dark. There's no lights on the side of the road. And we just call my aunt and uncle and say, we're like, this car that's not ours broke down. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, where are you? And we're like, we don't know. Uh-huh. And they're like, do you remember seeing anything? And we're like, well, we were on the beltway before and now it's dark out. And they're like, and somehow my aunt and uncle saved us. Jeez. They figured it out like through context clues. They're like, describe your surroundings. And they figured out which fucking exit we had driven off on.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Impressive.
Never for you, Jordan?
That's happened a couple times. I pulled off the road. Not much of a story.
Okay.
I was fine. I think I dealt with it. I think driving school prepped me for it.
Really?
I feel good about it.
They taught you what to do in driving school?
Yeah, you just pull off. Keep cool. Don't brake too fast.
Just there chill. You go.
Put your hazards on.
Yeah, we got to put your hazards on.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You just put your hazards on if there's cars at an unexpected stop in front of you?
No.
I don't think so, but I can see why that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
So people take notice.
Hmm.
Let's take another call.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, and Go. This is very surreal. I'm calling in with a momentous occasion that happened while I was listening to your podcast, walking to lunch. And I hear some music coming my way down the sidewalk, and I look up. It's a very busy sidewalk. And there's this dude, he's about 6'2", muscular, Latino guy with a fedora hat and a ripped AC/DC tank, coming down the sidewalk, blasting music, like, the Latino beat, music. And, what makes this momentous is that he was holding a tiny poodle in his arms, while riding a Segway, like weaving back and forth on a Segway, like he was dancing to the music on a fucking Segway, coming down the sidewalk, blasting music while I was listening to you guys on my lunch break. Love the show. Keep it up.
I think you blow off work for the rest of the day, follow that dude.
For sure.
Wherever he's going, it's probably great.
Yeah, that's where the fucking party's at, right?
Yeah, right.
I think he's gunning for that that spot of the guy in Venice who's like always on roller skates with an electric guitar.
Oh yeah, when that guy dies, muscular AC/DC Segway guy is going to move in.
Oh yeah,
and start being the local character.
Yeah, he's working it in a smaller market right now. He's working the kinks out of the act.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, when you're in radio, you know, you start in Sheboygan,
sure,
and then you move up to your Chicago's.
Sure.
Your Los Angeles's or your New York, I guess.
A man cow doesn't just start immediately in Chicago.
No, he has to try his racism and homophobia in various markets around this great nation.
So, yeah, wherever this guy was, probably doesn't have a lot of, there's not a lot of competition for local weirdos.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think they're all just waiting for that rollerblade guitar guy to kick off. Mm-hmm.
Do you think eventually
when he dies, there's going to be so many?
It's going to be like
everybody's got a motive.
It's going to be like Game of Thrones for grimy street performers. There will be a power vacuum. Everybody thinks they're entitled to the role of Venice Beach iconic weirdo.
Do you think eventually the guy that our caller saw is going to have the dog perched on his shoulder like a parrot?
I should hope so. Yeah, I should hope so. I definitely love it when the local weirdos have the animals perched.
Or possibly in a beach blanket Babylon-style giant hat.
That'd be great.
Mm. Do you ever see, like, a person with like, the mouse on top of the cat on top of the dog?
Oh, that guy's in Santa Barbara, right? Or are there other of that guy?
I've seen one in Austin.
Okay.
And
makes sense.
I don't know that I have ever seen one in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
But I saw it, and it was like, oh, here are three medicated animals.
Yeah.
That are, like, stapled to each other.
Sure.
And have a miserable life.
Yeah.
Like,
if you get close enough, the cat has learned to say, kill me.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are real animals?
Yeah.
Cat on top of a mouse on top of a dog?
Mouse on top of a cat on top of a dog.
The other way would be better.
It would be much more impressive.
Have you thought about telling him to try the other way?
No, I fucking ran in the other direction because this is a monster who medicates animals.
So they're dope.
Game.
They're doped out.
I think so. They have to be, right?
Yeah.
They're going against every instinct.
That guy's got an island of Dr. Moreau in his shack or wherever it is that he lives,
got a
and he's
in a
just creating stacks of animals.
Sure. Each more ferocious than the last. I mean, he takes the cute ones out to panhandle.
Uh-huh.
But the bat on the shark, he's got that in his shack.
He's gonna unleash that
ready
shit.
To go.
Okay, let's take another call.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know I got up this morning. Jerked it to some really sweet internet porn. Then I got a blowjob in the afternoon and had full-on vaginal intercourse at night. Now, I know for Jordan that would be nothing because he gets, you know, double that action every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jesse, come on, you and I are dads. That's a momentous occasion, right? That's a hat trick. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
Somewhere out there, there's one proud wife.
Or a proud prostitute.
I just called to say... I love you.
I like that to him, it seemed like it, that jerking it to the porn was as impressive.
Yeah.
It was on par. He's like, yeah, I jerked it to the porn.
Guess what I did.
And it was sweet.
Well,
it was awesome. It was one of those where the stepmom catches the boyfriend and his girlfriend and decides to join in. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Congratulations on ejaculating three times.
Yeah, and having so much semen. That's great.
So much semen.
That's amazing.
Speaking of so much semen.
Please.
I grabbed that
Start a
Michael
story
Hastings
now.
Book from the library shelf in there, which I've been told you can grab books, right?
There's some shelves that you can grab books from, definitely.
Yeah.
Who's Michael? I don't know who Michael Hastings is.
He was a journalist for Newsweek and Rolling Stone. He was the guy who died on Highland.
Mm-hmm.
Like driving late at night and his car hit a tree and exploded and whatever.
Sure.
It's all a little bit suspicious and weird. Anyway, he wrote this book and his widow found it on his computer and they published it and whatever.
Dave, I'm horrified because the story started with speaking of semen.
Well, yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. Thank you.
And it's a book about the run up to the Iraq War and how like every journalist was sort of didn't want to appear liberal. And so they everybody was falling all over themselves trying to be more and more supportive for the war and whatever. And it was all about how we all kind of got duped and whatever. And it's great. And I recommended it to my dad. And then I turned the page and one of the main characters goes to Thailand and it's just 30 pages of so much semen. So much semen!
Oh,
so much semen. Like, I was like, dial back the semen.
Yeah.
Like, this is entirely too much.
It's probably hard to come up with so many different descriptors for semen.
Yeah.
You can't tell a dead man not to jizz.
It's true.
It's true. It's a classic saying.
Yeah.
You know the wisdom of the ancient ones.
Yeah, I do. I carry it.
If something momentous happens to you, call us. 206-984-4FUN. We'll share it with the world. I don't know. Something about that dad. Well, something about that dad fucking didn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
He swooned.
He wanted me in on it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to. He wanted a moment with me. Mm-hmm. Look, I do plenty of fucking. This isn't a problem for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I have sex. Always have. Always will.
He also indicates that that you're getting twice that much action.
Sure.
So implicitly,
like
he's telling all.
Seems like a slam.
Well, what are you doing, six a days? What is this?
Yeah, and
college
two of them
football.
Yeah. So he's saying that Jordan masturbates twice a day.
Yeah.
Is what he's sort of in a roundabout way trying to.
I wish I had the stamina to masturbate twice a day.
I'll get a double in there once in a while.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Not only if you're like super bored and your boyfriend's out of town, right?
Sure.
Right. Like. Yeah. It's not a contest anymore. I'm a grown man. I have sex when I want, when my wife also wants.
Yeah.
Where you want. If it's in the IKEA, it's going to be in the IKEA.
Oh, yeah.
I would not recommend
That's
it.
The main yeah. place. Why not? They got beds. They got shower stalls.
Don't push your luck.
They got organization systems.
It's true. They really do.
They got Swedish pancakes.
I should see what's new for summer in IKEA.
They got locks.
Mm.
L-O-X.
Yum.
I can't. I honestly have a hard time achieving my maximum potential without locks.
Yeah.
Sexual potential.
Mm.
It's weird. I feel like everybody, I think, assumes that the amount of sex they are having is typical. Like, I think they're like, oh, I'm a married guy. I have sex X, Y, and Z. That's probably how it is. It seems like people in long-term relationships think like that. Single people think like that. They kind of ascribe their sexual frequency. They assume it's the norm.
My wife is a sort of busty redhead, and she's always asking me to rub her tushy. Is that normal?
Well, I mean, it just depends how often you have to go to meetings of your men's group, no ma'am, and how many fat ladies came into the shoe store that week.
It's one of those classic situations where I don't want to have sex and she does.
Mm-hmm.
Does
and you just want to get a fancy new toilet.
Yeah, that seems normal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a daughter who is an idiot except when she isn't, and then in those times she's incredibly smart and articulate?
Yeah, and I have a son who's not a great actor.
Okay.
He's okay, but he didn't grow into his part.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, God bless him. I don't have anything against him.
Yeah.
But
did you see there was an interview with Ed O'Neill recently where he was talking about Married with Children, and he was like, I don't.
Which is what we're talking about. If you don't know anything about Married with Children, I apologize for what we just put you through.
Uh-huh.
We were just listing things about the long-running sitcom Married with Children.
The beloved sitcom. So he was saying that he keeps in touch with almost everybody from the cast except the woman who played Marcy.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
Who is
Marcy
a lesbian.
Darcy.
Yeah. Who in real life is a lesbian. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, well, why? And he was like, I think that she thinks that I'm homophobic, and I'm really not. When she was getting married, she was telling me about her plans for the wedding, and that she and her bride were both going to wear tuxedos. And he said, and I just laughed because that's funny. Like, two women in tuxedos, that is fucking funny. Anyway, she didn't invite me to the wedding. We don't really keep in touch. Well, that's you don't laugh in somebody's fucking face about their wedding.
Yeah. I mean,
God,
if I see two guys kissing, I'm going to say, ew, it's gross.
Whatever.
I wish them well, but it's gross.
How come I have to look at it?
Oh, Ed
Fuck
O'Neill.
You. Anyway.
Come on, Ed O'Neill.
Pull it together.
Let's get your act together. We all loved you in Wayne's World. Everyone loved you in Wayne's World. Anybody who's not a dope loved you in Wayne's World.
Listen, we all watch Dutch once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Don't taint our memories of Dutch.
Yeah. That's Ethan Embry.
Is it?
Called himself something different.
Oh, interesting.
He changed his name to Ethan Embry.
Mm-hmm.
And now Ethan Embry goes to my gym and he's all covered in prison tattoos.
Oh, yeah. I saw him. Did you see that movie he was in, Cheap Thrills?
Didn't see it.
Embry's yoked in that.
Yeah.
He is yoked and looks like a weird dock worker.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
It's a good movie.
Okay.
Entertainment news from Jordan, Jesse, Go. We'll be back in just a second with more.
I'm Cameron Esposito.
I'm Rhea Butcher.
I am Ricky Carmona.
And we are the cast members, what, I don't know, podcastiness of Wham Bam Pow. That's an action and sci-fi movie podcast you can find on MaximumFun.org or on iTunes. And what do? News, reviews, and things you can use.
Tons of things you can use.
We break it down so it can forever be broken.
Hilarious jokes. Plus, sometimes there's a dog in the studio.
Sometimes there's a dog here.
We'll see you in your earbuds.
La, 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 la. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm Dave Holmes, and I am also in this room. I am here.
You're running out of steam, Dave.
I'm running out of steam.
It's okay.
Bit. It's hot in here.
Yep. You've done a great job.
Oh, thanks,
it's
guys.
Been a pleasure
it's
to have you on
hot
the program.
In here. We're considering taking off all our clothes.
You should. You should.
I'm going to take off all my clothes.
I mean, it's getting so hot, I'm going to take all my clothes off.
It's for the best. Cisco would want it that way. I know Cisco doesn't sing that song.
But Nelly he would also want it
Nelly
that way.
Would. Cisco would want it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, Cisco would also want it like that.
Cisco's got Nelly's back on most stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we worked together briefly, me and Cisco, because I had a show on MTV when I was at MTV. And you've really never lived until you have seen Cisco at the end of a long shoot day with the silver spray paint dripping down the back of his neck. Because you know how, like, he had the like, very short hair, but then, like, the spray-painted head?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He spray-painted his head?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And at the end, like, and the show was all dancing, and it was all outside and whatever, and they would shoot, like, six or seven in
a day.
I
mean, this is just over-the-counter spray paint like you would get at the hardware store?
Wow. I'm sure it's some sort of head paint or whatever.
It's good for
but
the
at
head.
The end of the day, he was, like, playing the Tin Man in The Wiz. It was really just going down his back.
Geez.
It was a very sad thing.
Oh, Cisco.
Poor Cisco.
We hardly knew ye.
Yeah, I think we knew. I think we knew him. As well as
we needed to.
Yeah.
I think he gave us a good sense of where he was at.
It's a shame he died in that blimp accident.
It's a real bummer.
The thong song came on the urban oldies station that I listened to.
Jeez. That'll make you feel old.
And at the beginning, well, it's an oldies than today type station.
80s, 90s, and today.
And at the beginning, I was like, you know what? I really get why this song was a big hit. I was like, this is a fucking hit song. This song is a hit song. And literally, I was like, and you know what? I kind of like it. I got two-thirds of the way through, and I wanted to shoot myself.
Yep.
Like, I've never had that combination of feeling so strongly. Like, where at the beginning, I was like, because I haven't heard it. I hadn't heard it in 10 years.
Yeah, it hasn't really stood the test of time. It doesn't. It's not the kind
of thing. It is of its time. It is of its time.
But I was enjoying it. I was like, you know what? It's silly that I hated it so much when I was, you know, 19 or 18 or however old it was when it came out. Like, that was just me being a snob. I was being a dick. This is a fun song, you know. There's nothing wrong with this song. Then I just turned on it. Like, I was like, no, fuck this. I hate this shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of the way through.
Sings very passionately about a thong.
Okay, Dave.
Dumps like a truck? Is that from that song? Dumps like a truck.
Dumps like a truck. I thought you said don't fuck a truck.
Don't listen. If there's one thing I think we've learned today.
From Cisco.
Don't fuck a truck.
Don't fuck a truck.
He died fucking a truck.
Yeah. you guys.
Someone sent us a nice video of a chick in a flip-flop squishing a home run pie.
Cool.
Apparently that's a subset of non-explicit
YouTube-based fetishes.
Explain
YouTube fetish
everything
videos.
Everything that you just
so Jordan was writing a bit for his day job at the hit television program At Midnight,
mm-hmm.
and on this bit, in this bit, he had to look up fetish videos on YouTube that were non-explicit.
Yeah.
Including women getting pied, which is a big thing.
Sure. In the face?
In the face, butt. Generally. Okay. Generally in the face.
I'd like to see some pies to the butt.
Sure.
That might be fun.
Yeah.
If anybody can direct me to any pie butt vids, let me know.
Oh, you're going to regret saying those words.
I'll pay for that monthly. I will pay $5 monthly for a subscription to piebuttvid.bangbus.co.uk.
So it's English chicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are the butts you want to see getting pied.
So
are they kind like of hot pies? Are they savory pies?
Yeah, they're meat pies. The butts are very pale.
Sure.
Someone's,
that's how I like it. Hot pie on a pale ass.
People have been sending us other interesting things, but the by far the one that I like the most was it was a station. What do you call that? A channel dedicated to women stomping on things, squishing things.
Yep.
But the best, the one that they sent us, which was easily the best, was a home run pie. It may have been a McDonald's pie, but I'm pretty sure it was a home run pie.
Uh-huh.
And
what is a home run pie? I don't know what that is.
It's like a thing that you get at the convenience store. Used to cost a quarter. I bet it costs 75 cents now.
What are the fillings?
It's like a turnover. It's like crimped. It's a half moon that's crimped around the round part.
Sure.
You know, folded on the straight part and crimped around the
inside?
Round part. Like a gooey substance.
Yeah, so there's custard ones, there's like fruit ones, there's chocolate ones.
Interesting.
Yeah,
like a cherry.
Okay.
An apple.
I feel you.
A chocolate, a vanilla. This is probably what you got.
Okay.
This is your main flavor.
It's what killed Cisco.
Yeah.
Fucked a home run pie.
Anyway, I enjoyed it. Thanks for sending it in. Thanks to everybody who's been posting cool stuff on the Reddit, on the subreddit, by the way. It's not just Lawyer County Jr. anymore, the guy who started this whole thing, co-started it. A lot of people posting stuff on the Reddit. You ever go on that subreddit, read about international waters? They're discussing in your new episode with Chris Fairbanks right now.
Really?
Yep.
No, I think that I probably shouldn't.
Google Maximum Fun subreddit. They're nice. Come on. They know
Are they?
We come around. Yeah.
Okay.
They're not going to be dicks.
No, I just – but even still, like just reading, you know, reading comments.
They like it when you participate. You can tell them a fun behind-the-scenes fact.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. I just feel like it's a Pandora's box. You know what I mean? It could bum me out.
The nice comments are so close to the dickish ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sometimes right next to each other. Sometimes same comment.
Sometimes
they manage to cram them in the same comment.
It's only going to be the negative ones that you remember.
Go listen to International Waters. Don't be a chump.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Dave Holmes'
damn it.
Hit podcast.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Let's keep those checks rolling into Dave Holmes' bank account in the low hundreds.
Man, common.
Let's keep Dave Holmes in one brief weekend trip every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I assume, where that money goes towards.
Yep. It's my IKEA fund.
Yeah, there you go. You get yourself a nice children's
bed. Maybe you could take the intermediate cooking class.
Oh, maybe
you've taken the beginning one.
Yeah, well, I worked my way around to the intermediate.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, my God. Can I say
what kind of loaf did you have to eat in that?
The loaf was just a one-time thing.
Oh, okay. One-time loaf.
But I can bake breads and stuff now.
Oh, nice.
Sure. I can make pretzels.
Cool.
Pretzels?
Oh, making pretzels is good.
Oh, so great,
right? We made some pretzels at Max FunCon this year.
Damn it.
Oh, it was great. Can I tell you guys something to make at home? And this is for all of our listeners as well. And I'm pretty sure I can do it from memory. Okay, here we go. It's called limonada de coco. Okay. Colombian drink.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut lemonade. Juice 3 limes. Add 3 tablespoons of sugar.
Okay.
1 cup of coconut milk.
Yum.
Get it in a can, if you like.
Uh-huh.
About 2.5 cups of ice. Put in your blender. Whip that together. That will be the single greatest beverage you've ever refreshed yourself with.
Sounds good.
And if you're having an adult party, you can add some white rum.
Yum.
And a dildo.
Great.
You got to stir it up.
Yeah.
Have somebody step on it.
That's it. That's the best. I just gave you the greatest recipe of your life. Limonada de coco. We'll talk to you next time. Jennifer Marmer on the boards.
Woo!
Jordan Morris, Dave Holmes, our producer, Sonny D, Brian Fernandez, kicking it in London, England, doing some edits and cuts and shit. Go to boatparty.biz.
Hitting some asses with hot, savory pies.
Boatparty.biz. You got 2 days left. Make it snappy. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.